let the world negatively influence us more and more. We vibrate at a lower frequency as we contend with cynical thought patterns that spin circles around our mind and ensnare our good sense. As a result, we begin to put our wonder in some really unfortunate places. We wonder if we'll ever be good enough, or why the person we like isn't calling us back. We wonder if we'll ever catch a break, or when it will finally be our turn. Has a way of turning our wonder from a place of excitement about the opportunities in our lives to insecurities about how we will be perceived by everyone else. Suddenly our wonder, which used to be a source of hope, becomes the source of our anxiety. Untangling the feelings that rob you of your well-being starts by understanding that the root of all anxiety is the unknown. When we start looking at the unknown as if it is something to be feared, we give our anxiety the room it needs to grow. Our brains are staggeringly good at vivid visualizations. We're good at fabricating the terror that could be lurking in the unknown. And we have a tendency to want to review that terror every time we have a quiet moment. Dealing with the unknown in life is just like everything else. It's made better or worse by where you choose to put your focus. If you focus on what could go wrong, the sense of wonder that you've been avoiding is likely to find itself heading in the wrong direction. In this case, the fear of what could go wrong is going to ruin your well-being far more than anything actually going wrong ever could. Though things certainly do periodically go wrong and fall apart, the fear is not periodic. It is constant. If you start to make decisions based on fear, those decisions will force you to avoid things you want due to the possibility of an adverse result. Most likely, your life will continue down the path because everything in our psyche works on momentum. Fear only begets more fear. When we're young, we want to be heroes, rock stars, or princesses because no one has told us that we can't yet, and so our minds are still free to believe that we can. Heroes, rock stars, and princesses exist now. You're just not one of them. That doesn't mean that you can't be. Most people don't know any of these kinds of people because the soil they've planted themselves in doesn't allow something of that caliber to grow out of it. We should not exist in a barren desert convincing ourselves that flowers aren't real because we can't see any of them. All our lives we're told not to wonder. We're told to play it safe and be reasonable in our expectations. To take this tact, however, is to forget who we are. To be human is to risk. It is only through risk that you will gain what you don't yet have. The good news is that you have had the skills to live this way since day one. You just have to commit to never having the "maybe I should have" conversation with yourself. You will know which people don't make that commitment because they will be the first ones to have the "well, maybe you shouldn't" conversation with you. When it comes to crafting a truly authentic life, that childlike wonder we're taught to dismiss is the starting point to all of it. As we age and focus much more on responsibility and what we should do, we focus much less on every little feeling and thought that arises. And as a consequence, our innate desires are deprioritized. But those interests are a doorway to another kind of life. We have semi-formed ideas about something we might want to do or try at some point, or places we'd like to go. But we're taught to dismiss those thoughts as unimportant. I'm going to ask you to dig up the forgotten parts of yourself and answer the call that is before you. And consciousness only move in one direction in this life, and that's forward. At times, it will all feel overwhelming, and at other times, the journey will feel altogether not worth the effort. You might think about the growth journey as if you've been living your entire life in a dark room with no windows. You aren't unhappy because it's all you've ever known. Then one day you see a little light peeking through the walls. As you approach the light, you realize that the walls are actually blinds. You lift the blinds only to realize that there's an entire other world outside that you knew nothing about. There are mountains and rivers and animals and sunlight. From that point forward, you will never be content to go back to living in the dark room, no matter how happy you were. You won't stop until you get out there and experience this new world for yourself. There is no going back to how it used to be in the dark room. The trajectory of your life will be forever changed, whether you like it or not. I've found that asking the right questions of yourself is akin to pulling up the blinds. Each new question that you ask will hint at the ultimate truth of our reality, and that will unfold 10 more. Thus, understanding the human experience, it isn't about getting the right answers, only asking the right questions. questions and ideas in this album are the ones that have led me to believe that a new way of existing in the world from what most of us are taught is entirely possible, if only you can shape your beliefs to match it. Now, as you venture outside of your dark room, you'll inevitably find that not all that glitters is gold. You'll find that the mountains are taller than they looked and the rivers are deeper than you ever imagined. But it won't matter because this is your journey now. You'll probably suffer in the name of new experiences and growth, but you'll also realize that suffering is necessary. That sometimes the ecstasy makes all of the struggle worth it in ways that we can't fully understand at the time. And this album is the result of what happened once I pulled the blinds up. I realized in a substantial way that life had layers and depths I'd never known. I discovered that one could actually have much more dominion over their own life and fate than most are willing to appreciate. Finally, I learned that we can approach this entire game different if we change our thought process about the game in the first place. This is an inquiry into the way that things might be different, but you shouldn't start listening without the full understanding and consent that you may very well be pulling the blinds up. Might not even feel like it now, but thoughts planted have a way of sprouting years down the road, and we never can tell what they're going to grow into. Our job is simply to be open to the growth. Find that some of these concepts put forward are outlandish and hard to grapple with. My only request is that you hold space for the concepts, allow what resonates as truth for you to become integrated into your psyche and ditch the rest. Seek the truth, speak from the heart, and have the courage to accept whatever emerges. I know of no better way to live a worthwhile adventure.